Right now, we're going to do you a little unusual number. Our piano player, Mr. Gil Bach, is going to sing this one for us. Gil comes from down in Fayetteville, Texas, where the folks down there just sort of gather together and do old type of numbers like this. And I think you'll enjoy Gil singing this in Czech. It's called the Yulada Polka.
Kočí, má modré oči, on se mě vytával, ale já jsem noci. Julajda, Julajda, já tě mám ráda. Julajda, Julajda, já tě ráda mám. Ten kan se kočí, má modré oči, on se mě vytával, ale já jsem noci. Julajda, Julajda, já tě mám ráda. Julajda, Julajda, já tě ráda mám. Kočí, má modré oči, on se mě vytával, kde já jsem noci. Julajda, Julajda, já tě mám ráda. Julajda, Julajda, já tě ráda mám. Ten kan se kočí, má modré oči, on se mě vytával, kde já jsem noci. Julajda, Julajda, já tě mám ráda. Julajda, Julajda, já tě ráda mám.
And with that, we say vitami vas and welcome to the Polka Show. My name is Dennis Swatek. How is everybody out there? Thank you so much for stopping by. I do this show out of my recording studio / garage here in the tiny village of Taylor, Texas, right outside of Austin. And if you're new to the show, thank you so much for stopping by. You old-timers out there, thanks for still stopping by. You know, it's nice to have fans out there who want to hear the show, and I certainly appreciate it. Started things off there with a really unique song, Mr. Hank Thompson, the legend, featuring Gil Bacha on piano, and that is from a British import CD called Sounds of the Brazos Valley. And I want to thank Mr. Glenn Lucina from Cedar Creek for supplying me with that MP3. I had a chance to see Glenn this past Friday out at the SPJST Hall in Taylor. We played out there, and Glenn and his lovely bride came out and danced for a while. Glenn, I sure appreciate it, and you know, I sure would love to sit down and have a beer with you sometime and talk music, but it seems like every time I see you, I'm too busy playing and you're too busy dancing. So one of these days, we're going to have a chance to just sit down and talk and share a few pivos together, but do want to thank Glenn for supplying me with this. I had never heard that before, and in fact, never knew that Gil Bacha played with Hank Thompson. That's one of those things. I love the music, but I'm not a huge historian. You know, I kind of learn all this stuff second or third hand. I've gotten lucky to have people like Glenn and Thomas Dernan and Dave Bedrich from our band who, you know, kind of helped me out, because, like I said, I love the music. I love these bands, but I'm not that familiar with who played with who and their particular musical history. In fact, it's kind of weird because I just got an email about the same time from Alan Zarnick, who I believe is related to Harry Zarnick. And Alan played on the Norman Barnes sessions that I featured on last month's show. And he emailed me to give me some information about those recording sessions and who was involved and how the session went down. And Alan, thank you so much for your email. I need to get back with you, but I would definitely love to hear more stories like that. I love hearing about these old recording sessions and what went on, because they're so different from the way things are nowadays. I think I had heard that one of Leroy Matoka's albums was actually recorded in a bank, either in LaGrange or Columbus, after hours. You know, they went in there after the bank closed and recorded the entire album in one night. That's hilarious, man, to think that you would go to that much trouble to get a great echo, you know, from a bank. But those were different times. So anyway, we start things off there with a really neat piece, And we're going to keep it going now. That was a very Adolf Hofner influence. You could definitely hear that in that number. And we're going to start things off this first set with Adolf Hofner. And we are going to do a tribute to spring. Believe it or not, spring is right around the corner. It's hilarious. All last weekend and the first couple of days of this week, beautiful weather. I mean, you could have got a sunburn almost. Highs in the upper 80s. And all of a sudden, boom, next thing you know, 5 days of straight rain and 40-degree weather. And that's why I sound the way I do, because I've been battling bronchitis for the past 2 weeks, brought on by this crazy weather, hot and then cold. And then here it is on Sunday, and tomorrow it's supposed to be back up in the 80s. So who the heck knows? You know, all I know is the leaves are coming out on my trees, grass is turning green. It is definitely almost springtime. So we're going to do a tribute to springtime and do some songs about spring and green and everything else. So we're going to start this off, like I said, with the great Adolf Hofner and one called the Green Meadow Waltz.
Proste na ní kvítí. Kdo chce holku mít, musí za ní, když měsíček svítí. Kdo chce holku mít, musí za ní, když měsíček svítí. A na tej louce a na pálouce, a jak se ta travička pěkně leskne, ha, ha, na tej louce, a na pálouce, a jak se ta travička pěkně leskne. Když já jsem holku měl, já jsem za ní šel, když měsíček svítil. A na tej louce, a na pálouce, a jak se ta travička pěkně lesne, ha, ha, na tej louce, a na pálouce, a jak se ta travička pěkně lesne. Thank you.
Myslíveček šel za lesy, myslíveček žel za lesy. A teď má panenka smutek nosí, ach, ovej smutek nosí.
Thank you. it's springtime in the Rockies, in the Rockies far away. Little sweetheart of the mountain, with your bonny eyes so blue, once again I say I love you, while the birds sing all the day. When it's springtime in the Rockies far away. Springtime in the Rockies, I'll be coming home to you, little sweetheart of the mountain, with your bonny eyes so blue. Once again I say I love you, while the birds sing all the day. When it's springtime in the Rockies, in the Rockies far